Hi, my name is Mimi. This is going to be my first podcast. I'm from Malaysia. I'm a mother of three children and I have children of ADHD. The reason why I do this podcast is for me to share having children of ADHD and bipolar and BPD, which is not easy. Having a tough time raising them, making them happy. So this is just an introduction for everyone who would like to know what this is all about, being a mother to them. My name is Mimi Liana. I'm from Malaysia. I hope one day I can share more about what's going on in my life with my three children. See you around. Bye. Hi, good morning from Malaysia. Hi, my name is Mimi Liana. My episodes, my story is all about me and my kids. I have one ADHD, confirmed ADHD kids, which is my middle child. We only discovered that she's ADHD when she was, well, this year. And she's 17 this year in September. There was no symptoms. There was no clue that she was ADHD. Or I was not alert and have any knowledge on that. Because my knowledge on ADHD kids, they are either hyperactive or not. So as for my child, she's active in sports, she's smart, so I don't see her as someone with ADHD. Yeah, I'm exposed to ADHD kids because I'm involved with a lot of mothers that having this kind of situation. So yeah, that's why I'm surprised that I was not able to detect earlier that my kids are. Okay, then I learned that you can actually detect since they were birthed. My daughter was born on the 4th of September 2004, and when she was born, she only cried only a little bit, and then after that she just stopped. And she just looked at you. And yeah, her eyes were open right after she gave birth. I gave birth to her. But yes, she didn't cry. There was not like any other babies where they cry a lot. Not my child, not this one. Not even my eldest actually. So that's why he is also getting checked if he has ADHD. Anyway, for my second child, yeah, she looks normal. She seems normal. She's one of the best students. She's a good dancer. She can do a lot of things. And she can dance and she can do sports and she's smart. So that was actually the clue where she is overachiever. Which I did not realize. That is actually one of the clue as an ADHD kid. Because even though she don't seem like one. The thing is, this year she has going through a lot where she went, not this year, basically the past few years she went into depression, which is weird to me in a way because I believe we were happy. I tried to make all of us always in the move, always doing something because we would like to have an activity as family. But past few years, I learned that she feels very not alive. And I only found out from a doctor that checked on her in school. And it sucks to me because I did not realize that. And the worst part is I didn't realize that she okay, it's the relationship between me and my husband is not that good. Well, certainly not good at all. But I have always thought that we are okay. Yeah, even though he doesn't spend time with us. He most of the time sleeping and not with us. I was okay because, well, he's sleeping. He's not with another woman. He's not with his car. He's not doing anything else, but he's just sleeping. So, to me, it was okay. But then, and I know he might be a bit depressed, but that's why I try my best not to, whatever that I'm facing, to not disturb him. So, but I didn't realize that he has been using words that really hurt my children. It hurt me, but because I'm kind of person that I can move on very fast. The next day I go to sleep, the next day I'm okay, kind of thing. So, but it's not to my children, and it affects the most on my second child, my girl. So she feels very depressed with the words that came out from his mouth. Even it's not towards them, it's towards me. She feels that it's not right, and she feels that she needs to protect me. That's how it's all started. She feels that she can't protect me. That's where the depression went really, really bad. And she feels, and the school counselors start to call me and, you know, giving me all these reasons for me to make a police reports and all. Okay, but that besides all that, yeah, it actually contribute to the effect that we found out that she is ADHD, and going towards forward is not easy because she don't look like one. She goes to school, she plays with other friends, she's not quiet, she's not like stupid, or she can't learn. She's smart and she's doing well, and I had to change school for her because it's nearer to the home, to our home, and also because she needs to change the environment after a while from the old school, because the teachers there were not able to understand that what's happening. I was not able to understand what's happening. To have a child with ADHD, it's a deeper understanding. It's very much needed. So, yeah, I had to do a lot of reading. I had to do a lot of watching videos of parents with ADHD kids. And, you know, it's something that it's not easy. Because as for me, I only realized, I only learned about it when she's like 16 plus. And now I'm checking up on all my other two children too, as I suspect they too have something similar or something. Because, yeah, my eldest child born also without crying. Okay, so, yeah, now I'm more alert and more knowledge on ADHD or any mental illness, they call it. So this is my journey, discovering. And the worst part is, yesterday, my daughter was not able to wake up at all. She didn't go to school. So she chose not to wake up. She just sleep the whole day, and I had to go to her room because it's away, and get her to eat. The thing is, she only responded to me. She has not responded to the brother and sister. When I asked her to come down, come and have our dinner. And, you know, as we are Muslim, so it's our iftar where we break our fast. So I get her to come down and eat with us. Even though not on the same table, but we just eat together. And she was happy because I make the dish that she wanted. But yeah, the still is, her mood was not that great. And to get her on the mood was not easy, but at least she was around, she was alert, she was watching her favorite drama for a while. Yeah, that was happening, but that was only at night. But the whole day yesterday, she was sleeping and just keep everything to herself. And last week, we went to see her psychiatrist. And her psychiatrist said she is developing into bipolar. Which, I have to learn another thing about what is bipolar. And bipolar has so many, many segments or categories, which I have no idea which one is she. Because, yeah, this is her development. And if you know how, why the development is, it's because the father was trying to make himself like around the child, my daughter, which my daughter is not ready yet. Yeah, he has been the trigger, but having a husband, a father who's not care and not understanding about this situation, that how the mind of ADHD works, sucks big time. He feels that as though we're making him as a villain. But the thing is, this is not about villain. This is not about who's bad, who's not. It's just that you have to understand the trigger point of a child with ADHD, which is him. As my child feels that she needs to protect me from him. And it's not about them. It's not about the child. It's not about my kid. That's where my husband do not get it. Yes, it's not an easy journey for me, because handling my three kids and this man that is their father who just refused to understand, it's not easy, and it's not something something that even any brain, any human can understand. Because to me, it's easy. My daughter got ADHD. I need to learn how, what to handle, how to handle, when to handle, what I need to do. You know, that kind of thing. That is what I believe that I need to do. And I have spoken to so many people with ADHD parents and how to manage the situation. But to having an adult who don't want, who refuse, sucks. So, yeah, I hope I can do better tomorrow. Thanks for listening. This is my story as a mother of ADHD kid. Let's see about my other two kids though. Let's pray for the best. Thank you for listening. I hope whatever I say here, it helps anyone that going through the same journey. Because I feel that it's not exposed, and it's not being explored about managing and parenting with a kid with ADHD. And so, like for me, I only discover when she's like teenager, not when she was young. So, see you all. Thank you very much for listening. Have a good day. It's morning here in Malaysia, and it's raining, and it's a beautiful day. Thanks, everyone. See you. Bye. Assalamualaikum. Hi, good evening. My name is Mimi Liana. Again, I'm here to tell you a story about a child of mine that is under ADHD. I discovered only when she was 16. That is like just a few months ago. And how I have to cope and to understand and learn about being a mom to an ADHD kid. The thing is, before this, I always thought that, you know, sometimes because we are not being thankful, that's why these children just don't get it. And if they are being bred, Well, God knows I was wrong. I was so wrong. It's not about them not being thankful. It's not about them not listening to what you say. It's not about them being a brat. No. It's just them being whatever they have in their head. And it's not that something they can control. It's something that they can do anything about. It's just they are like that. So, being a Muslim, I have been getting people telling me, oh, teach your children how to pray and make sure. I think it's not enough prayer, or things like, oh, she has not done enough reading, reciting the Quran, and things like that. You see, that's the thing about this, about being an ADHD person. It's not about the religion. It's not about your spiritual. It's not about you don't meditate enough. No, it's basically, it's just in them that we around her, around the person with ADHD that needs to cope with it, which is, that's the part that we have to educate ourselves, because we are the one that with the sound mind, not them. So, yeah, I have been getting, even my family members was telling me, she don't remember this God. I said, that is not the problem. That is not the point. She is just being her, whatever she was born with. You know, this is the difficulty. You as a parent, it's easy that you have a choice to learn how to be a parent to an ADHD kid. But the thing is, everyone else, the other family members, the auntie, the uncles, the grandfather, the grandma, they do not have that kind of choice. They can choose not to understand. They can choose to disregard the idea of the thing is that she is ADHD. Because my child do not look like she's having any she's not hyperactive. She's not blur most of the time. No, because she is smart. She is doing well in school. She's one of the best students in school. So it's like you don't see her as someone with ADHD. I was not able to detect that. But now, as I was doing more research and reading about ADHD kid, she has shown a lot of symptoms. One of them is basically when she was born, she did not cry. That was the simplest thing. I should have thought that, you know, that should be a worry. That's nice. I hear raining outside. Okay. Thing is, they were born like that. She was born like that. And it's not up to anyone to say that, oh, it can be fixed. No, it's not about fixing them. It's about how to parenting them, how to be a friend, how to be a brother, how to be a sister to her. Okay? And to be all that is not like any normal kid. That's why she is in the condition that where she is facing depression and also some manic at some point where she feels that because nobody is trying to understand her, nobody get what is in her head. And the best part is some people just say, I don't know what is in your head, so I don't care. But the thing is, you need to care. You need to understand that we need to care about what's in her head, even though you don't understand it, even though you don't feel it, but we need to care. That's where people around need to be involved in the activity, in the mind, in the way they think. But most of us, we don't do that when it comes to special kids like her. It takes usually a parent to do that. Which is why I know there are so many mothers, fathers out there that is clueless like me. But what I'm doing here is just to share what I go through daily. It's like yesterday, she was basically down the whole morning. She went to school and she came back, or she's still down. And I had a talk with her and I said, please talk to me, what's in your head? Doesn't really matter if I understand or not, but at least I know. Just describe to me vividly what's in your head. And she actually did. And when she did, that's where it's scary. It's scary what's in her head. It's basically she feels that everyone is not going, do not want her as a person, do not want her to be even exist in this world. And so the way the her defensive mechanism is to basically to make others not exist as well, in a way of, okay, I feel like slitting her throat. She should not be even be exist because she do not even want to understand me, that kind of thing. So yeah, it's a scary thought, but then I can't make her understand what's going on out there. But what I can do, what I did was, I said, you just tell me. I'm not going to judge. I'm going to say that you are a very scary person. I'm not going to say that, you know, this is wrong. But you tell me, at least I know. If I know, if anything, I know. Mom is here. Mama is here. That's all. That's that, and that matters. And she said, true. Yeah, that matters. So, yeah. Even if your child has a very scary thought in their head, because even having ADHD, because they feel so lonely, they feel so clueless, they feel like not wanted, they feel like everyone wants to abandon them. You know, all kinds of thoughts are in their head. And they just need one or two person, or everyone, actually, anyone, just to ask. And it's not to understand, it's not even to feel it, but just to listen and don't judge. Yeah, they have scary thoughts sometimes, and some is very, very lonely thoughts, and sometimes it's like very, very sad thoughts. So, and don't tell them, it's like, why are you lonely? I'm here. No, that is not the right thing, because they are lonely. And if they have this feeling, that very, very sad feeling, and you feel like, why are you sad? You are not supposed to feel sad. That is not even the right way, because they do feel sad and they are sad. You have to deal with that they being sad. That's it. Yeah, this is not about life of their life that they are not being thankful. It's the life that is whatever in their head. And it's not for us to say, you are wrong, you cannot think that way, you cannot feel that way. No. Yeah, it's nice that if we be able to change their thoughts, but nope, it's not happening. If they feel they want to be in a sad state, yes, they are in that sad state. So if they feel that they want to be in a room alone, it's just that with my daughter, when she's in the room alone, what I do is I let her be like 1 hour or 2 hours alone, and then I go up and start hugging her. And then she said, why are you hugging me? Because I just feel like hugging you. If you feel like being sad, go ahead. But I feel like hugging you. You feel like you are being lonely, go ahead. I just want to hug you. You know, that has saved her life once, where she feels that she don't need to be in this world anymore. Yeah, the hug, my hug, works. So just hug, not expecting any outcome. It's like they change the attitude. No, it's just that they do know that you do hug her, you do like her, you do don't mind of whatever feelings that they're having. So that's all for today. I can say that all the best to all mothers and fathers out there, caretakers to ADHD kids or any mental problem kids, illness kids, because, hey, you are not alone. We are here. I am here. You can message me. I don't know if you can, but yep, come. This is where I do this, because I believe that we need a channel that is just like, yep, just talk about it and put religion aside, put your beliefs aside, put your culture aside. It's what the person is that is more important. Assalamualaikum. All the best, everyone. Everyone, mothers, children, fathers, caretakers, aunties, uncles. Hey, it's time for you to care, but not expecting anything. Bye. This is Mimi from Malaysia. Just be a parent. Just be someone that care. Take care. Bye. Assalamualaikum and hi everyone. My name is Mimi Liana from Malaysia. I'm staying in Kuala Lumpur and I'm with my 3 kids. This is basically my story as a new mom of ADHD kids. And you have to understand that it could be more than just ADHD in the future, as kids like them, they will go through a severe depression compared to normal people. And this is my journey about them and me as their mom. The thing is, I'm going through something where how I found out that my daughter is ADHD is when she went into an episode where she shut herself out and do nothing for 3 days, 2 days, depends. And it's like you go to her, it's like she don't see you, she just see through you. So that's how we started with the depression. Basically we sent her to see the psychologist, and after that the psychologist said she needs more than just a psychologist, she needs a psychiatrist. So that's when we start sending her to psychiatrist, and that's when we learned she has been taking a few medicine on depression. But the thing is, the psychiatrist has not diagnosed her as ADHD at the time, but she was given medicine for depression. Yeah, and I wasn't keen on giving her on daily basis as per suggested by the psychiatrist. So there are medicines, and I did not expect her to actually use the medicine to overdose herself. I was still in denial, or maybe not accepting, or maybe I didn't. It was not click in my head that, you know, she is different. She is not just a normal person with depression, because I myself went into depression, and yep, it sucks, but it didn't go up to like I need to go to a psychiatrist. Yes, I went to a few counselors actually. So I thought my daughter was the same, but I was wrong. I was so wrong. Because when a kid with ADHD and overdose, it's just not a good combination. Okay, here's the thing. So she overdosed because I did not follow the medicine regularly, and I trusted her to take care of her own medicine, which is now I don't anymore. Why? Because she tried to do it again, but this time I was around to see it did not happen. Okay, but the thing is,
that is me. I'm the mother. So I was able to see and understand, because it's more of, I do not want any harm come to my daughter. I do not want she feels insecure, because she's my daughter. I love her, and I do not want anything harm her. That is just the me as a mother. So I started to accept that she is ADHD, and I started to understand that, yeah, she is different, and she may not be able to think clearly when she feels overwhelmed or she feels too tight, like in a tight room kind of thing where she can't breathe. So she thought that by taking the medicine, it will at least clear her head. But yeah, of course, it's not the right thing to do, but to her, that is the only thing to do. That's why I have to even hide her medicine. And I have to do this with my two other children, so that they will be my, if I can't find it, if she will, the other two will make sure that they will hide it. Because my girl will tend to take it and misuse it. Okay, that is about me as the mother. And I had to make my two other children to understand the situation of the sister. And they are going through that. They are processing that in their head. Because of what? Because of love. Because they don't want anything harm happen to the sister, which is, I'm so blessed with that, as they really want to protect the sister. But my problem is, okay, the thing is, the overdose, the first overdose that happened is because, even though it's being denied by my husband, it's because of him. Okay, he is in denial. That's the thing, he is still in denial. I have no idea how, what in her mind, but she feels that she needs to clear her mind because something about my husband. So with all, and then sometimes with the schoolwork, everything was happening at the same time. She just thought that, okay, this might help to clear her mind. She took one pill and another pill and another pill. The next thing she knows, she took 15 pills, 20 pills, just like that. Alright, okay, the thing is, now we know the trigger is her father. So we get separated because we want her to get better. Okay, just for your information, the thing is, my husband and I, okay, I'm not interested in a marriage anymore because of this, because I have seen how my children are unhappy about the father. And yeah, he has mistreated me so many times, but my main concern is more on the children. I do not want my son to be like him. So yeah, I do have told him that we need to get a divorce, but he has been very stubborn about it and feels that it's no, he has to stay in a marriage and all. But what he's not getting is, it has actually affected especially my girl about this. So he has become the trigger. Okay, and so after the first overdose, my children talk about it with me that I need to get a divorce, and I did. I filed a divorce because this is after a long thinking of, is it the right thing to do? My heart says whatever my heart says, and with the children's support, yeah, I did what I need to do. So I filed the divorce. But of course, him being not happy about it. So he and he's still in denial that, you know, he's the trigger and so many things. He has not learned what's happening to the child, to his child, not even only Marja, it's his child too. He's not learning. He is not learning at all. He's still in denial. He's still making it as though like my children is trying to, like as though I'm the one who putting the whole thing into my children's head. But that's the thing. I don't think about the divorce until my children think about it. And the worst part is, until I get the divorce, he is still the trigger. That's the worst part. He is still the trigger as long as he's still the father. And I do not know how to explain to him. And him being in denial, he has roped in my sister to be on his side and putting the blame on me. I'm not a great mom, I know. But, you know, I talk to my children. I said, do you really, really feel this is the right thing to do? It's not my decision alone. It was their decision too. So, the thing is also, my concern is more on the children. And especially the, my number two, the girl. Where her mind is really feels like, why is this taking so long? Why is he still in denial? Why is he not doing the right thing? Don't he love her? He said he loves the children, but he's not doing whatever for the children. So all this is makes her go through another overdose. I do not know how to explain this to their father, that it's not easy for me to cope with this. I've been very tightly monitor the medicine, hide it, but somehow she found it. So, but at the time, only me who hide it. So now, that's why now I get my the other two children to be on my mission on hiding the medicine. But yeah, but the thing is, doing all this for her, and we are doing on our own, and the father and my sister is not getting it. It sucks. It sucks big time. I do not know how to get into their head, and they are interfering with the process, with my children, with her. You know, we need her to be able to be independent, so that one day I might die. I will die. Not might. Will die. Okay, and then my two other children, they might have their own family. How is she going to be alone with the medicine, with ADHD in her? How is it that she's going to live? She might be living on her own. So that's why we want to at least her to be able to be on her own. I don't know why and how to get the family members to understand this. This is my dilemma now, and I have this feeling of like, yeah, I have to choose. I have to choose between my family and my children. Of course, I choose my family and my children. There's no way I'm gonna choose my sister. My children are my children. They came from my womb. I can't just leave them. So if they feel that, you know, I need to leave them for my sister or my husband, is like so wrong. It's not right at all. The thing is also, I got the feeling my husband is going to use the children to keep me so that I stay married to him, which is, this is my greatest fear, because I do not want him to get the full custody, because I know how they do not like it. They have spoken to me, which I'm going to talk to him all about this in the next episode. They have spoken to me what are the things that make them not liking him, what he has done to them. It's very
psychotic. No, it's all psychotic. It's all psychology. How he has trying to make them fear and all. But that's the thing. He's not getting it. He feels that the fear that he has put into their head is good enough that they won't do anything. They won't go against him. But it has bad feedback where it is. They are not liking it if the idea of him getting the custody. So this is what I'm facing right now. The father not getting it is one thing, but my other family members who is on his side, not thinking about on the pretext of or for the sake of the children. I disgusted me for so much because they know how I've been taking care of the children on my own most of the time. But now I have no idea why and what my husband has said to her that makes her believe him. And you know, I do not like the idea of my children not liking my sister because it's their auntie. But guess what? She make it publicly on my Facebook, putting all the trying to make me look bad. My girls and boys, they actually screenshot the whole thing and show it to me and said, "Ma, do you really think we should respect this kind of woman who don't even know what's going on in our lives, how we are struggling and be on daddy's side?" Okay, when your children start to question you, it sucks again. Seriously, because they are not stupid. She is ADHD with a very high IQ. That's the thing. So, yeah, the EQ is high too. Although I'm not sure, but she is very angry about this. And my sister has become another trigger. See, now, out of nowhere, got two triggers. And they are in denial. It is as simple, if I'm the trigger, then I should back off. Okay, I should give them space. Let them be taken care of by the person that is not a trigger. But this is not what's happening because it's all very selfish. All selfish thoughts, all selfish thinking. It's not about the children anymore. Even though they put it as though it's about the children, but it's not. Yeah, I don't know who's facing this. I have decided that she's no longer my sister. You know, she's no longer my sister. Because if she's my sister, she won't go behind my back. Communicate, have a meeting with my husband, and at the end, not even asking me, that putting all the blame on me. Yeah, seriously, I don't feel that she's my sister anymore. There's no way we have the same blood. She got blue blood, I think. It's not my kind of blood, it's just red, very simple color. I guess hers is from the star, which is like I'm just beneath her. That's why she feels that way. I don't know, because the way she put it is like as though I'm a villain, I'm so bad. And now she's trying to making it look as though I'm a bad person towards my mom. Yeah, so many things that are happening. She's trying so hard. Even it's like she and my husband is like, they are very good team now. That's what they want. So yeah, this is what's happening. I'm Emiliana from Malaysia. Thank you for listening, if you are listening. I'm a struggling mother of ADHD and two other kids who has to understand that the sibling is ADHD and also them that might have ADHD too. You see how complicated it is? But they don't look like one because they are smart children. So, yeah. signing off. Thank you, everyone. Take care. Bye. Hi, assalamualaikum and hi everyone. My name is Mimi Liana. I'm from Malaysia, Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia. I'm a mother of ADHD kids. I have three kids, and one is confirmed. Another one is basically still in denial kind of phase. Anyway, what am I going to talk about today? Is how we actually isolate ourselves from people as we are going into transition of recognizing each other. When I learned about my daughter being oversensitive because of what she is going through, because she is ADHD, there were so many problems came. Even the father was in denial, not accepting that the daughter is ADHD. And it was hard. And the worst part is we were also going through a divorce at the same time. Oh, but anyway, but to me, what is important is the children. So, denying the fact that she got ADHD and he started to inform all my family members that it was me who taught my daughter how to be ADHD, to have that kind of attitude. Oh, that really breaks all of us, including my son and my youngest daughter, because we need support, but we're not getting any. And the worst part is other family members actually believe him and thinking that my daughter is just being a spoiled brat. When she can't help it that she's like that, it's not that she can control. And the worst part is I, as a mother, can't control her mind. That's the thing. So we go through that. What I did was I shut down. It's not that shut down. We isolate ourselves from our own family. For those, because they choose not to understand. They choose to put the blame instead of trying to understand or even be there for us. So that's when we basically been quiet on our group chat. We basically not include ourselves in the conversation and things like that. Even for our social media, we are still active on social media, but we don't communicate with them. Because why? Because we need time to understand all this ourselves, time to basically to be a whole instead of broken. And put back our pieces back together and get ourselves whole. That too. So that was what the phase is going through now, where my kid went through a heartbroken, where learning that the aunties and uncles are not supporting and we only have each other. That's all. Only the four of us. It was hard because it's not an easy task. And me being doing odd jobs, not having a certain amount of money every month, wasn't easy. But we got through somehow, and we're still going through it. It's okay, still okay, not that bad. But still, the emotional ups and downs, left and right, for all of us was crazy. And for my daughter, she is just being her. And while
the other two are trying to see what they can do because of love. We love each other no matter what. Somehow, the universe was on our side. Okay, Malaysia went through another lockdown where we were not supposed to go and do any visits during Shawwal. Shawwal is when we do some festivals after the Ramadan. Ramadan is where we fast on the daytime and we break our fast during night. So, yeah. So, we go through Shawwal quite good. Quite okay. And we were thankful that somehow Allah is giving us the chance to go through it without having any other interference, where we got a good reason not to go, because I'm the youngest in the family. I'm supposed to go and visit the elder, that includes my brothers and sister, but because we were on lockdown, I don't need to do that. And I was so happy in a way, even though it wasn't that like glad kind of thing. But you know, during the festival we are supposed to have good time, we have good lot of food, but instead we went through like just celebrate among us, among the four of us. Yeah, the father actually came and you know stayed, but it was became uneasy for the four of us at one point, because we know that he's not in the herd, you know what I mean? Where all of us are together in this, we want to make sure that our sister, the sister is good, emotionally intact, but we know that the father is not. So, and still trying to put the blame and still pretending that he never mentioned that I was the one who taught my daughter to be ADHD. Wow, I'm so happy. I don't know what to say. I never knew that I'm that great, that I can be a person that can make a person become a ADHD. Wow. Okay, when ADHD was born, we have to get that involved. And it's different with girls and boys. Anyway, yeah, so basically we are not communicating with others, with other family members. But what just happened was last week my mom got into ICU. My mom is Alzheimer's, so she don't know what's going on, the turbulence, the ups and downs that happening, what my siblings are doing to me, and what I basically shut off from them. So went into ICU. So I still do my duty. I went and do my swab test, and because to take care of her in the hospital, I can't be positive COVID. So they have to make sure that I'm negative. So I did the swab test and was waiting, but my mom was in ICU, so nobody needs to take care of her. So and then only today she was warded, and today also she was discharged. But yeah, because of that, I had to communicate with them. But yeah, I minimized as much as possible. Where when they did a group video call, yes, only I talked to them, smile, even though wasn't happy about it, but still smile. Because I just can't stand hypocrisy. Yeah, we're doing it for our mom, but the hypocrisy is still there. That they feel that I'm wrong, I'm that great that I can produce an ADHD child on my own. You know, to have that kind of accusation, I can't take it anymore. Where I need to be mentally stable to answer them or to even face them. Yeah, so after that, when today my mom was out of the hospital, and my brother put up a photo of me and him when we were young, when I was 10 years old, and when I went to Sydney with him,
I wasn't sure if I should answer it, but thank God he put in the group chat where there are my nephews and nieces as well. So I just put an emoji just to show that, yeah, I'm still here. It's not that I don't respond to you. I don't want to show it to my niece and nephews that, you know, that I have no manners. So when my brother put up that photo, I know, because he wants to see if I want to be quiet and not responding until when. But yeah, in a group chat of me and my siblings, and also me and my father and also the in-laws, I'm still quiet. I'm still not answering, because to me, there's no point of you do not want to accept your niece that is in HD and making me participate, and you don't even bother learning about your niece, but you just judge. So there's no point of me being there anymore. But the only reason I'm there is because of my mother. The only reason. I do not have any other reason to be in the family anymore. I don't. Yeah, but I choose to be there because of my mother. And I don't want my children to feel that we can just simply throw away any relationship among siblings. It's not that I throw them away, it's just that I'm shutting off, that's all. They are still my brother. If they need help, I will still be there. She's still my sister. But that doesn't mean that I need to be participate. I need to participate in everything that they do. Yeah, this is our journey. What we have to go through. Learning about ADHD can make you go through a lot more than you think. And when you think that people will support you, especially your family, you may not be right. You have thought wrong, because human are still human. They feel that they want to support you, they don't want to support you. Even how much you need, how much you are just, you are still their niece or nephews or your sister. If they feel that they don't need to support, they don't need to support. And they can just make it as though it's not their problem. They got nothing to do with it. So here I am with my children, four of us. We're going through this. Support, please cheer us on, because we need this. Take care. Signing off from Malaysia. My name is Mimi Liana. I'm a new learned ADHD kid mom. And this is my podcast where I just want to tell you what is going on in my life as an ADHD mom. Take care.